There is nothing that you wouldn't do for this country. You have the strength to do what's necessary.
Welcome to the program.
Jason Bourne was the tip of the iceberg.
Who the hell is he?
He's an outcome agent.
He's Treadstone without the inconsistency. We have never seen evaluations like this.
Okay, here's the deal. Tony Gilroy sort of reboots the Bourne series with Jeremy Renner as the new character. In the first film, not based directly on Ludlum's books, the Bourne legacy follows a different agent who goes on the run to escape being terminated when his program is discontinued. Don't go into this movie expecting wall-to-wall action from the previous films. While it has some fantastic action set pieces, the Bourne legacy is more of a slow burn with a cat-and-mouse chase between Renner's character and his government handlers. Like Prometheus was to the Alien franchise, this is different but still good. Renner carries the film and sets the stage for a new set of movies, and this is a solid performance for someone who's had a supporting role in other huge action movies like Mission Impossible 4 and The Avengers. It's a great setup for hopefully a longer franchise, and I'm excited to see what they come up with next. The Bourne Legacy gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.